Welcome back to Coffee, Cults, and Empires. I'm your host, The Intern. I want to travel by catapult. I don't want to fight giant spiders or be menaced by birds or anything, but I do want to travel by catapult. That sounds so incredible. When I learned that Hannah/Olhanna is the reason I'm not allowed to incarnate, I was a little bit mad. But now that I know it's her fault that I can't travel by catapult, so mad that I can dream. So, last episode, they all followed the light of the bell that they transformed during the ritual, and now they're in Cloyal. It's gotta be fun for Dawn and Harmony since they live there now, 1,000 years later. I wonder how much Cloyal has changed in that time. Do you think that Dawn and Harmony will have insider knowledge that they can use to their advantage?
Oh, hey. Wow, we're real early.
Yeah, for the first ones.
Good dinner, though.
What was that?
I said good dinner, though.
Thank you. My students made it.
Yeah, they always do. You know, that's probably not something you should do.
I can hear the resentment and the jealousy in your voice. And that's why, even though we're neighbors, we have to separate ourselves and play this game via Glaze instead.
Oh, right, because you wouldn't want negativity in your temple, despite inviting me over for dinner.
Every time you leave my temple, I have to clear the energy.
And every time I leave your temple, I have to put my shoes back on.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone.
Hey.
Oh, hey, how's it going? We were just bickering.
Oh, yay.
That's okay. Dawn was done.
Done?
Yes.
I guess I was done.
How are you, Tannum?
I'm doing good. You guys are early, but I'm glad to see you, though. Are you excited about the new setting that we're in?
The new setting? Oh, you mean...
Yeah, I'm excited to explore Cloyal.
Yeah, Cloyal.
You don't sound super enthused.
It's Cloyal.
I like Cloyal's great.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it is. And this is a fun game. We're happy to be here. Right, Dawn?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the game is really good. I don't dislike Cloyal. I mean, we live there. Like, we know the place, right?
I mean, yeah.
Like, ancient Cloyal, I'm sure probably not much has changed, though.
I don't know. You guys know the history of Cloyal, right?
Yeah, of course. I know the history.
I mean, you didn't really grow up there or anything.
Dawn!
What?
Well, I grew up, like, there, but not, like, there.
That makes zero sense.
Okay, so, you know, you grew up in a place, and then you're from a smaller place that's nearby, and you just sort of tell everybody that you're from that place.
Oh, like from the bigger place?
You don't want people to get confused, but it's not like they taught, you know, Cloyal history in Jersey. Oil.
Dawn!
Wait, what? Sorry, I'll be right back.
I mean, what do we tell them?
You are the worst liar.
Liar?
You are inspiring me to write another book.
I don't know what you mean. I am from Jersey, oil.
Hey, sorry.
Hi.
My place where I grew up, it's not really on the map, so don't worry about it.
Not really on the map. I have studied the history of Cloyal probably more than you two, I guess. And I do not remember Jersey Oil. So is it smaller than that even?
It's about the same size as Jersey Oil, which is also not on the map.
Well, I mean, it's good to know that it's not on the map, you know, and that I'm not just because for a long time, Cloyal was the only thing there because of the bridge roads.
Well, okay, I mean, that's not entirely true. There was things there. It's just they didn't talk about those things because they didn't matter very much. It was just a couple people that didn't like living in Cloyal and didn't have a very good public school system, so they didn't want to, you know, talk about the people that lived outside of the place, right?
Yeah, I'm familiar with not wanting to live in Clint Oil.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But we're excited for this campaign.
Yeah, and we know like some stuff about Clint Oil.
So did you guys move there right when we all went to school?
Yeah, around then, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Like, we can find the Longview markets and you know, we know how to walk the center belt.
Okay.
Yeah, we know all about the rage belt, at least I do.
I spent a lot more time in the stability belt, but you know.
Yeah, you need time in the stability belt. I already have it because I have students that help keep me stable. So it's like I'm in the stability belt.
So wait, the students help keep you stable?
Yeah, well, it's a mutual experience. I like to call my apartment the acting temple. So after class, the students will come by, they'll do my laundry, they'll tidy up. It really helps them to commit to their characters.
So she would be like, oh, you should come over to my place and do my laundry because I only do plays about laundresses.
It's because my plays are grounded in reality. Someone has to do the laundry. I don't have time. I'm busy teaching. So my students do it. And then they get to spend time with me and see how I live. It's very immersive.
And this is the temple?
Mm-hmm. That's what I call my apartment. Yes, the acting temple.
Okay.
It turns out you can call anything a temple.
You know, Don, maybe you can invent some more physics and catapult yourself out of this conversation.
I would if I could. You should go invite some students over to cook you dinner.
Maybe I will.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, hey, Vafris, how's it going?
Hey, Vafris.
Oh, hi. Yeah, hi. Sorry.
Game day again. Game day again.
Oh, that's right. Game. That's why we're here. We are here to play the game, not to, okay, yeah.
Did everyone make it? Is Rosaphine coming through?
She's not there. Oh, wait.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
She's just silently judging us.
Yeah.
Okay. There's this. And so, last time?
We flew through the heavens.
Yes, and it was a delightful trip, and
we weren't allowed to get off early for some reason.
And you have the bell that's pointing you towards the forest direction, and you're at the catapult field.
I have to wonder why catapult didn't take off as a more popular form of transportation.
I mean, it's just expensive.
Yeah. But it's awesome.
Helena gets to do it because it's like part of her job, right?
Exactly.
We got like the employee discount.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to be like, oh no, do we owe a bunch of money for this trip?
That's all right. Eureka's just got us covered.
Exactly.
I hear she has a bunch of money.
I have so much money. But luckily, I don't have to pay it to this person.
You have so much money, do you?
Yeah. I mean, in theory. And actuality. Hey, look over there.
It's Smart Jimmy.
Hey, Smart Jimmy. Smart Jimmy just did a backflip.
That's actually pretty impressive for a crow or corvid of some sort.
Was it a flip or was it a fly?
Oh, it was a flip. Like, you think he would use his wings, but he doesn't have to. He has very buff legs.
Smart Jimmy, who also does leg day.
Well, it's very smart. You never skip leg day.
No other day, though. Just leg day.
Smart Jimmy just winked at you.
This crow with, like, huge beefy legs. And everyone's like, yeah, the thing we know about him is that he's real smart.
It defies stereotypes. You know, sometimes you don't think of buff people as smart, but Smart Jimmy has everything.
Someone tried to make a name for Smart Jimmy based on his appearance, and he kicked them to death. So, you know.
And did a backflip on their grave.
I'm glad we have this extensive backstory for Jimmy now. A character Tanem never meant to include.
A main character Tanem never meant to include.
So, Jimmy, where would you like to go next? Sure. This is the main thing we have to worry about now. Oh, wait, none of us can talk to Jimmy except for Eurekas. Eurekas, where do you think Jimmy wants to go next?
Well, Jimmy sees the light, but Jimmy is actually noticing a group of Eurekas followers over at Anxiety North.
Over in that belt?
Yeah.
Is anyone else suspicious that Eurekas is just using, oh, Jimmy sees this for her own uses?
You are so jealous. It's pathetic.
Eurekas would never lie about what Smart Jimmy wants.
Exactly.
I could talk to Smart Jimmy about it myself, but I don't want to spend the spell slot.
Just because none of us saw Eurekas cast the Speak with Animals charm just now. Eurekas just knows things, all right?
Well, Smart Jimmy is on my shoulder, so I don't even have to. It's kind of like how twins can communicate.
That famous thing that happens when somebody is touching your shoulder, you just understand their deepest whims.
It's because we're both so smart. You don't have to talk.
Rufert was concerned about this bell and the light and everything, but now that Eurekas wants to go somewhere, I mean, Jimmy wants to go somewhere.
Smart Jimmy.
Please, please, Jimmy was picked off.
One of these days, you'll have to introduce us to old Jimmy.
So, you head out of the catapult field, waving goodbye to Goose.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Goose.
Thank you, Goose.
Hey, do you think I could get a free flight, Goose? I had to go on a university salary. I mean, an armorsmith salary.
Everyone walk this way and please stop harassing my friend Goose.
Sorry, Goose.
Do you think Goose knows that their name is a bird? We're following Smart Jimmy around, and even Smart Jimmy's name isn't a bird. Like, that's a little... I just met Goose, so it's probably not my place to say, but, you know, someone should probably tell them.
I'm sure we'll bring it up later.
Tana, make sure to bring back Goose. We need to have a long conversation with Goose. Very important for the story.
Yeah, a real long neck conversation.
Okay.
All right. We begin walking through the city.
Yeah. You head on out. Let's see. If you look at the map, if you look at the thing back there, it's of course the road. The bridge lands are 2 hours, 1 hour in each direction from the road. And so the city has expanded out to that. Anxiety North is the northern part of the city that isn't taken up by something else. So the catapult field is embedded in Anxiety North there. And Eurekas is taking you to the west. The field is purposely big and open and flat, not big structures that are going to get in the way of the incoming and outgoing catapult rides. The city around transitions very quickly to super dense. The streets between sprung up wherever people wanted to put them. So, Eurekas, I'd like you to roll something to remember the exact path to where you're going.
Probably a D4.
Mean.
Yeah.
I don't get this joke.
I think you should roll Smart Jimmy. I hear he does flips.
You can roll any skill check you want, as long as you could justify how it will help you find the place that you're going.
Oh, great. Let's do my performance of plus 10, because as a leader, it's important to perform for your community.
The performance is to look like you know what you're doing, even when you don't. So Harmony's just going to keep on walking till she finds it.
Wow.
I didn't expect that from you, Rufert.
Oh, no, Rufert would never say that. This is Vafris all the way.
Oh, you're out of character. All right. I understand.
It's like something happened to him during that catapult ride.
Yeah, no, Callum doesn't know what check you're rolling. She's
Okay, go ahead and roll the check.
23.
Nice. Okay.
23, that's like a parade level of performance, right? Do we have a parade now? Are there fireworks?
Yeah.
I really liked the fireworks from before.
The performance here is, like you noted, doing an extremely convincing job of, I know where I'm going. And in fact, such a good job of acting as if she knows where she's going. It wraps around and she does actually know where she is going. And who can say what caused what?
It's important to believe in yourself.
This is the worst sense of direction I've ever heard about in my life, and I'm quite angry about it. Well, you can't just decide you know where you're going, and then all of a sudden you know where you're going, and that's why you know where you're going.
Maybe you can't.
Huh? That's harsh.
Have you met Eurekus?
Some of us just remember where things are, like normal fucking people.
Oh, while we're like apparently wandering randomly very confidently, do we ever pass by that spider sexy cafe? Does it exist back in the thousand years ago, Cloyle?
Yeah, and so that cafe is new.
Very new.
I think we should put it in the game anyway, Tandem. I think Cloyle isn't really Cloyle without a weird theme park that's both got like hot models and spiders everywhere.
Do you think that would be the surprise belt?
The entire belt. Yeah, yeah. Come on, Tandem. Come on.
That is something they put in the surprise belt. I can't even deny it. That's good.
So, okay. So you want me to have the whole park there or just the cafe?
I mean, do how you want. It's just the only thing I know about Cloyle. So like, I figure, you know, I just want it to be there.
We really should have taken you somewhere else, like anywhere else.
Yeah, anywhere else.
Okay. I mean, I had fun. It wasn't bad. Like, it's just kind of weird.
Look, you know how many other museums there are here? There's museums to engineering. There's museums to catapults and coffee. And there's a museum of just about every kind. And you're focused on the sexy spider people.
I mean, can you blame me?
Yeah.
Also, you know, I'm trying to figure out a little mystery. We've got this bell that's pointing somewhere. Maybe it's pointing at the spider theme park.
Speaking of a spider theme park, literally spider home forest.
I see that you have seen my addition to the map.
Wait.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what that means. I'm a little bit disappointed in Dawn and Harmony for living in Cloyle for so long and not picking up any of the local language, but I get it. So I have provided translations for some of the things that still have those names.
Wait, is that where they built the theme park? Is that why there's a spider theme park in Cloyle?
Kind of close to the lake, yeah.
We all know the lake's named Spiderwall. I mean, that's taught in schools. But there's a difference between Ikomo and Itam. And I know that it's a weird, like, noun transformation thingy that I don't understand any of because I don't care about language. And I'm sure I'm about to get explained to me. Wait, I'm not gonna? Oh, that's great. That's fantastic. That's just what I wanted, is to not get an explanation.
No. This is the calm before the storm.
I think it's just Inkomto means spider, and the spider forest also has the word Inkomto in it.
Yeah, it's Inkomto got, and that's the home thing. Anyhow.
So is one like spider and one is got spidered or something? It's a weird verb form.
I mean, we could go into the grammar, but I don't think that anyone besides me is interested in this thing.
Yeah.
No, I'm deeply interested.
I am deeply not.
Okay. Tell you what, we can talk about it another time and you can learn a little bit more about the ancient language that permeates your living space.
Are there 7 books you can recommend right now in that language for me to read?
Wow. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be Spiders and You, A Beginner's Guide.
Volumes 1 through 7.
Probably. It's all textbooks.
Oh, let's see. What is it? Con Cloyle, An Introduction.
That's one.
And it covers a lot of these things. Oh, there's the Cloyle Language Atlas. That one is based on maps of Cloyle throughout the years and talks about the sources for the various names of things.
I will kill you.
So, anyhow, yes, you have noticed my additions to the map because none of you actually noticed them when they were in Con Cloyle. So I have translated for you.
Wouldn't have. Really, really wouldn't have. Like, translate the things.
So yeah, the forest could be translated as spider home forest. And the lake, as you noted, is spider wall. And that's because at this time, there were giant spiders living in that forest, and the lake protected the city from them. They come to the edge of the lake and stare across. This used to be an exhibit at the museum that eventually turned into the Sexy Spider Cafe. But people cared so little that they got rid of all of the history and just left the, like,
the good stuff.
Cafe.
Yeah, you're leaving out how that was the creepiest exhibit that anyone has ever seen. The eight eyes was not a good exhibit. It was just everything watching you from across a little pool of water, and you felt like you were gonna die.
And this is why everyone was extremely thankful for the spider wall.
And the cafe.
That's what I'm saying. Ancient Gloyle needs the cafe. If only in our imagination, come on.
Better than the exhibit.
Think about how fast the spiders can make coffee.
So we're following Eurekus and Smart Jimmy, not to the spider cafe, breaking my heart. Where do we go?
Can you see the party moving?
Yeah, look at that.
That is very clever. Is that where we have to go? Is that the party? We got to get to the party.
No, that's you. You guys are the party.
Oh, we're the party. Everyone should come to us. I guess that is usually how it works, right? Don't worry, everyone. Good people of Cloyle, the party has arrived.
How far Clay's technology has come that we can slowly move a spiky ball across the screen.
Oh, that's me. I did that. I'm very excited.
I know.
See? That glaze wasn't worthless after all.
And you'll be very, very proud of me. I use magnets.
Ooh. I am actually very proud of you, Tanim. I thought you were going to say that you bought an expensive new thing that lets you do.
I didn't keep looking for a piece of string, to be honest.
No, it's magnets. So
it's very clever.
Anyhow, this is where you've gone. Off to the west a bit. Eurekus heads confidently out into the city and takes you down winding streets and through some alleys, and you feel like you're maybe going in circles a bit, but but Eurekus moves confidently forward.
Doubles back a couple of times.
No, there's no doubling back. You know, a lot of the streets look a little bit the same.
To traverse this street, you have to walk back and forth it twice. That's just how it works. Don't question this.
You're not in the surprise belt, and you are not within distance of the fast path, so there's not going to be those weird spatial things.
For once, I'm on Eureka's side. We are in anxiety belt, so what happens is you think that you're doubling back, and you're really concerned that you've been there before, and you haven't been there before, but it's gonna feel like it. Just get used to it.
There is a book about that, actually. But yeah, okay. So eventually you come to a house that's packed in with other ones and a couple stories tall. It doesn't look particularly different than the ones that you've seen.
Barely any catapult damage.
No, it's out of the, look at the map. You're outside of the path. I've had the paths on there.
Oh, catapults never miss?
No, they don't.
Because roofers jump out of them early?
Okay, so that's not catapult damage. That's roofer damage, which is a different thing. So yeah, you're in front of a house. What does Eurekus do from there?
I open the door.
Knocking is for people who are not sure if they're supposed to be there.
Knocking is for the anxious.
What do the rest of you do? Are you following closely? Or?
I'm not going to get mistaken for one of the... Oh, did you bring any followers, Eurekus?
Yeah, 7.
Okay, yeah, I'm not going to get mistaken for one of them. I'm going in the house.
Okay, so we still have 7. I thought we pared down to 3, but I keep on thinking that we pared down to 3.
We pared down to 3, but by this point, they've grown back to 7.
Yeah, we collected more on the walk.
It was a really good performance role, so that person knows where she's going. I should probably follow.
So you do an anxiety north. You look for a leader.
My life has no purpose. That person seemed driven. Sure.
This person is really going places.
Regardless of how many followers there were when we landed, there are now 7.
So yeah, Eurekus opens up the door, and inside it's kind of modest, nothing unexpected about it. In fact, the interior of the house is, from what you can see as you head in the front door, is extremely normal. Everything about it just screams, this is the most normal, average place. There is absolutely nothing weird going on here.
Do we think there's a portal? Should we check the bathroom?
You're the one who led us to this house.
I checked the bathroom.
You do say it screams that. So is that something that we should kind of pick up on? Is that it's a little too normal?
So Eurekus heads to the bathroom. And of course, as she remembered from her previous visits here, there is a stairway leading down through what looks like a bathtub, but it's actually a stairway down into the basement.
I didn't follow her into the bathroom. That feels like it would be rude. I'm hanging out in the very normal living room.
Wait, there are stairs going down from the tub?
The tub is not real. There's the side of the tub, but then when you look in, there's actually a stairway going down.
Hey, everybody, check out this tub.
Happy to now, having been invited, join Eurekus in the bathroom. I go look at the tub.
It's a stairway.
That's a bad tub.
Naughty tub.
Real bad tub. I don't think you could use this tub at all. All the water's just going to go down the stairs.
It could be just a really deep tub.
Yeah, I mean, guess if you can get enough water.
Yeah, I turned on the water.
Do they have plumbing 1,000 years ago?
Oh, man.
Or do you have to get people to, like, bring the water?
Yeah. So we had this whole discussion about indoor bathrooms in this time period. And so this is pre-people starting to steal from, you know, steal the bathrooms from other places via mirrors. But I think we decided that there's plumbing, even though there wasn't. I think we agreed on that ahistorical thing so that we didn't have to deal with there not being plumbing.
All right. Okay, yeah, turn on the water. Or Eurekus turns on the water. Someone turns on the water.
Smart Jimmy turns on the water.
Smart Jimmy.
With his legs.
Okay, so we have agreed that there is generally plumbing. There is a faucet. Turning it on does not do anything.
Oh, we have to fix this faucet. That's obviously the main important thing right now.
Yeah.
Eurekus, why have you brought us to this house with this weird tub and this broken faucet?
I was just trying to find people to help. Is that a crime?
Do you want us to go down the stairs?
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Yes. She's wanted the whole time.
Screw it. I'll go down the stairs.
Okay.
This is a terrible idea.
So Georg clumps down the stairs.
Not happily. Look, I'd like to amend that Georg does not traipse down the stairs. Georg unhappily walks down the stairs very seriously with a serious face.
And are you muttering? And is it really echoey?
Yeah.
Do you think it's more of like a saunter or a galump?
Definitely more of a galump. You can hear, it's gonna fight. But it's echoes as well.
All right, I'll follow Georg. I'll bravely go second. This way, Eurekus, follow me.
Eurekus thinks he's wandering in any house.
Okay, smart Jimmy and I go down too.
Is Helena bringing up the rear?
I guess. Can't be helped.
How does Justice feel about all this?
I don't think she wants to bring up the rear, so I think it is indeed Helena in the very back.
Then followed by a bunch of followers.
Yeah,
they don't count.
What?
I think that we all know that.
Oh, no.
I'm going to pretend like I didn't hear that. You know, I think 6 followers join, but 1 stays to look out.
Just like stare out the window?
Yeah, and warn us if anything bad's about to happen.
So we've come to this random house that Eureka's confidently picked out for us, but hasn't told us what the point of it is.
Okay, so that's just your anxiety. You got to like let go.
And then we found a secret passage in the bathtub, so we're going to just go down it. But Eurekus isn't going first, so what's going to happen is Georg and Rupert, 2 strangers, are just going to arrive at the bottom of this passage. That's cool. That's what happens. Here we go.
Better than Eurekus making trouble at the bottom of the passage.
Also, I can't be first because my dress train, like I need my followers to hold the train while we're all going down.
Wait, how does that mean you can't go first?
I don't have time to explain this to you.
Look, I get that York doesn't know how dresses work, but I'm pretty sure that the train's behind.
You just don't understand fashion, Don.
You know what? I'll give that to you. That's fair.
Yes, physically it seems like it would work. That has nothing to do with it.
But emotionally, it doesn't.
Yep. Okay. What's at the bottom?
Callum does recognize not exactly the stairs, but the vibe of this whole thing. It feels very familiar from back in Callum's early days.
Ooh.
Before adventuring.
Well, now we're still trying to get my book.
Yep.
We're no longer in the screams as normal as possible part of the house.
No. This is, as soon as there's stairs in a bathtub, it's
extremely normal secret passage.
The most average of secret passages in bathtubs.
Just like your grandma has. Don't worry about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. I'm not a very self-aware person. Do you want me to roll to, like, notice anything?
Sure. I was trying to think what that might be, like an intelligence check, like some sort of...
It don't matter what it is, because it's a natural one.
Oh, it very much matters what it is.
I would like to make a survival check. Oh, I died. Medicine check. Oh, I'm poisoned.
Just spontaneously.
Animal handling. Oh, smart Jimmy ate me. I don't know.
Okay, well, so much for that thread of things.
I'm just like, yes, this is how things ought to be. I feel so at home. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, yep, and do not even notice it. Unexamined. Okay, you go down the stairs. At the bottom of the stairs, there's a landing and a door. On each side of the door, there's a glowing rock. It vaguely looks like a sunstone, but it's not. The color is wrong.
Okay, well, obviously this is the sort of house where you don't knock, because that's what I've learned from Eureka so far. So I'm going to open both of the doors, just grand entrance style.
As this happens, Georg's like going up to knock and Rufford just pushes past.
How manly.
So the doors swing open. They were apparently pretty thick, because they were blocking a lot of what was probably a bunch of sound. But as the doors swing open, whatever sound there was from the voices from the probably 50 people that are down here suddenly stops as everyone stares at you all standing there.
Maximum awkward silence.
Yeah, it's sucking up all the other sound in the room. The silence is so awkward.
I'm going to strike a dramatic pose and say, "We have arrived."
And then smart Jimmy does another backflip.
Oh, I should have said the party is here.
This episode featured Chelsea Burns as Harmony as Eurekas.
Okay. Wait, what am I rolling for?
Find her on Instagram at Chelsea Comedy. Chris Grumbles as Don as Georg.
We learned improv as yes and fuck you.
Find him on Instagram at Chris Grumbles, but it's just one picture of his cat's eye and a drinking bird sipping a cocktail. Desiree Fair as Rosephine as Helena and Justice.
That was a horrible sound. Absolutely terrible.
Silas Silver as Vafris, as Callum as Rufert.
Eureka needs to find people who do count. Where are we get those?
Check out his RPG at readysetroll.org. Mark E. Fair as Tanum the DM.
Everyone has completely forgotten that spiders used to be a big deal in Cloyle.
Find him at markefair.com. And me, Damian Lichtenstein, as the intern. Check out my Drag King account at woody.banter. Thank you for listening to Coffee, Cults, and Empires, edited by Mark and Desiree. Music by Kevin Vitz-Wong, Hear more music at kevinvitzwong.bandcamp.com. Character art and logo design by Carmanda. Find her at carmandaartsthings.com. Sensitivity consulting by Dominique Dickey. Find links at dominiquedickey.com. Support us on Patreon for access to world building and more. Find all these links in the episode notes or at coffeecultsandempires.com, where you can also find transcripts, art, actor and character bios, and more. That's coffeecultsandempires.com.
I'll say it like that too.
So mad.